proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ospin with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In our last session, we looked at the first portion of Daniel's vision contained in the seventh chapter of that book. We know that there were three beasts that he saw, beasts representing respectively the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, and the Grecian Empire under Alexander the Great. We know that Daniel also beheld a fourth beast. This entity possessed great iron teeth and 10 horns. Daniel described that fourth beast as, quote, "dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly," unquote. Among the horns of this fourth beast, a smaller horn arose, having human eyes and having a mouth speaking great things. Note that this fourth beast, like the first three, had a predatory nature. This final beast represented Rome, first the Roman Republic and then its successor, the Roman Empire. Daniel described the thoroughness and ferocity of this group's victories. Quote, "It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it," unquote. Daniel also commented about another form of that Roman regime that would arise in the latter days. During that time, the smaller horn that Daniel described will pluck up three of the original horns, possibly a reference to nations constituting a revived Roman Empire. That little horn, according to Daniel, quote, "shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws," unquote. Many commentators believe this individual is none other than the Antichrist. The fourth beast will, quote, "open his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven," unquote. A passage found in the 13th chapter of Revelation. Continuing with Daniel's first vision, he, quote, "beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit." Daniel described the Ancient of Days as one having a white garment with hair like pure wool. He sat on a throne that Daniel compared to a fiery flame, with wheels as burning fire. The Ancient of Days in Daniel's vision had many thousands ministering unto him, perhaps indicative of the angelic host. Multitudes also stood before the Ancient of Days. He opened books of judgment. The Ancient of Days also killed the fourth beast, destroyed its body, and consigned it to the flames, an action also described in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, with reference to the coming of Jesus Christ the second time. The Ancient of Days cast down thrones and removed the dominions of the first three beasts. We can see evidence of that today, when little more than ruins remain of the former glories that once characterized these empires. Daniel had another vision. He described it this way, quote, "One like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him," unquote. The Son of Man received dominion, glory, and a kingdom. Compare this with the 11th chapter of Revelation, where we read that the kingdoms of this earth have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. The term Son of Man did not identify the possessor with humanity, but rather denote a deity. The members of the Jewish Sanhedrin recognized that when they heard Jesus Christ at his trial. Mark recorded in his gospel that, quote, "the high priest asked him and said unto him, Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven," unquote. We'll continue our interpretation of the seventh chapter of the book of Daniel in the next session. Again, this is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.